We completely deny all of those allegations that have been bandied about in the media and in the upcoming court case. We believe that we have created a very balanced, it's been checked legally, factually, and it presents a very balanced view of the saga of Parker Hill and the community's desire to try and keep their homes.
Does it damage the documentary's credibility to have its main character deny that it happened the way that that it says it did?
Look, you know, I mean, as documentary filmmakers, you always like to keep your relationships with your characters close and amenable. But I guess in this case, this film has been made over a period of 4 years. And Dame Carroll was more than happy to engage with the filmmakers, Holly Pfeiffer and Media Stockade, over that period. It wasn't until she started to work for the Parker Hill Development Company, who were the company behind the initial eviction of the community, that that we started to have some problems with our communication with Dame Carroll.
One of the more serious charges that Dame Carroll makes is that this was actually done under false pretenses. She says that this was presented to her as being Holly Pfeiffer, the filmmaker, working on a university project. And she said she played along with this as a favour to Holly's mother, who she knew.
Yeah, well, look, we deny those allegations. We believe that we were very upfront right from the beginning about what the film was about. You know, Holly was a student at the time when the project first was researched and being developed. And then she obviously graduated from the Australian Film Television and Radio School, which is the best film school in Australia and one of the best in the world. And Holly Pfeiffer is an extraordinary young talent. This is her first feature film. And, I mean, where that argument falls down is that Dame Carroll continued to be involved in the film. Even the storylines evolved. Dame Carroll was more than supportive of us and the filmmaking process. But as I said before, once she started to, once she was employed by the Parker Hill Development Company, that's when she started to change her tune.
Well, she says it was taken out of context because the community which was being moved from the Parker Hill settlement were settlers. They didn't actually own the land. They weren't traditional owners. And they'd known for years of the plan. And the films of confrontations involving her were not her trying to stop them being moved, but to simply to help them manage their move correctly. She didn't want the homes being torn down around them. She wanted it to be done properly. That's what she says happened. Those are her concerns. But the film shows in a different light.
Well, that's actually really surprising for us to hear that from Dame Carroll, because in actual fact, she sent a rough cut and a fine cut of the film, and we took on board her feedback about some of the accuracies around the film. And the film does actually mention and state very, very clearly that the community is a settlement and that they're not tribal owners. And we very clearly state that Dame Carroll Kidu went down to the Parker Hill community on Mother's Day, May 2012, to defend them for their human rights. I mean, this is a community, a very bright, vibrant, incredibly wonderful community that has a church and a school and, you know, the professionals who work in the CBD, you know, and Dame Carroll came down to defend them on that day for the human rights abuses. And we're very, very clear in the film that she's not anti-progress. She wasn't anti the development of Parker Hill, but that she went down there to defend the community against the horrific violence that was perpetrated against them on that day.
Well, she's so upset by this that she's instructed her legal representatives to take out an injunction to prevent the screening of the film. Is that going to work? Is it going to stop you? Or are you going to put up a message on the film saying, you know, Dame Carroll says this is wrong?
We've been really surprised and baffled by this legal case, actually, because in our mind, we were in a phase of negotiation with Dame Carroll about what that text card at the end of the film would be. And also just to reiterate that we have been highly consultative with her over the making of the film. She's seen a rough cut and a fine cut. She's given us feedback and we've taken on board that feedback and made amendments accordingly. So for us to be kind of slapped with this lawsuit is really surprising for us, given that we thought that we were in a phase of negotiation about what that title card should be. And we still welcome that feedback on what that title card should be. It's just that now, you know, we've got this quite large law firm involved and, things have obviously escalated to the point where we now have to defend ourselves in court on Friday.
So do you think that they will be granted this injunction, or will it be struck out on grounds of freedom of speech?
Well, our hope is that the public get to see this film, and the Australian public and the rest of the world. We believe that it's an important film. It's a quality piece of investigative journalism, and it's been made in the public interest. And it's what we hope is that the film will be able to be screened and that people can make up their own minds.